For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank, and I'm in the middle of doing my taxes. My desk here is covered in W-2s and receipts, and just like everyone else out there, I'd like to fork over the least amount of money to Uncle Sam as possible. And I almost can't believe I just said that in front of the Internal Revenue Service. Joining me in the studio is Dan Boone, an IRS media specialist for Alabama and Tennessee. I have to say, it's a little weird you're here to maybe save me some money. Don't you guys just want all of it?
Oh, you would think so, wouldn't you?
Right.
But no, we definitely like to help folks save money and find free services.
All right, let's get to it. So are there any special deductions that Tennesseans need to know about this year?
Absolutely. If you itemize deductions and you're a Tennessean, you need to know about the sales tax deduction. About 64,000 Tennesseans missed that deduction when they itemized in 2012. It's really easy to take. The IRS provides tables for you. You don't have to save receipts for the whole year, you know, and try to add up all the sales tax you've spent. It could be worth a couple of $1,000 for the average family. So don't miss the sales tax deduction when you itemize your deductions.
And new tax laws, whose taxes are going up?
Well, if your income is over $400,000, you're going to see a new tax bracket, 39.6%. The old highest bracket used to be 35%. You're also going to see a new level of capital gains taxes, up from 15% to 20%. So those folks will be paying probably a little bit more.
So, Dan Boone, let's break this down. If you have a high income, say over $200,000, what do you need to know?
Well, there are a couple of new taxes, too, as part of the Affordable Care Act, if your income is over $200,000. One is the additional Medicare tax of 0.9%. The other is the net investment income tax of 3.8%. So, again, you know, a little bit higher tax bill for those higher income folks.
And if you make, what, under $52,000?
Well, first of all, don't miss the earned income tax credit. If your income, household income was under $52,000 last year and you worked any part of last year, meaning you had earned income, then you may be eligible for a credit of up to $6,000 back from the government, even if you didn't pay money in. If you're using tax software, it'll give you the credit. But if you're not, don't miss that credit.
And there's been some changes with the IRS as well regarding lower income people.
Yes. In past years, IRS has prepared tax returns, at least on a limited basis, at the local IRS office. We no longer do that. The only thing we'll do now at the IRS office are things that only the IRS can do, such as making a payment, setting up a payment plan, answering questions about a notice you got in the mail, that kind of thing.
Obamacare is here. Is that going to affect taxes this year?
Well, there is a deadline coming up for folks to have insurance. March 31st, I believe, is what that is. But remember, that will not affect the returns we're filing right now. That will affect your 2014 return that you file next year. Really, except for higher income folks, the Affordable Care Act will not affect your taxes.
Now, last year I had a little tax problem, but it could have all been cleared up with a single phone call, and forever I could not get through to anybody. So tell me this, what is the best way to actually communicate with the IRS?
The website is a wonderful way if you have a question or need a tax law information. But let's say you have a question like that and you can't get an answer from the IRS. We have what's called the Taxpayer Advocate Service, and you can call them toll-free at 877-777-4778. Lots of sevens in there. And they actually will assign a caseworker to you to figure out your problem and get it solved.
Dan Boone is an IRS media specialist for Alabama and Tennessee. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Christopher.